Hello, this is David Nakao Wilcoxon. This audio is from a Revelation Timeline Decoded YouTube video series that I made in 2021. The videos were very low tech, mostly me reading what's on the screen, so you're not missing much in the audio version. The Revelation Layers chart and summary PDFs that I refer to in the videos can be found at www.revelationtimelinedecoded.com. Enjoy the lesson. Hello, Set Apart Saints. This is David, and in this video, I'm going to talk about the fourth trumpet judgment. If you haven't done so, I recommend watching the previous videos in the Revelation series so that the explanations are in context. If you want more information about the fulfillment of Revelation, the Revelation Timeline Decoded book provides it in detail. To review, the blood of the martyrs, who were killed by command of the Satan-empowered pagan Roman emperors, was symbolically crying out for vengeance. That came during the seal judgments as the Roman Empire faced bloody civil wars, economic strife, famine, pestilence, and death. Then Messiah sealed his saints, represented by the 144,000, before barbarian armies were sent to attack the pagan Roman Empire. In the fulfillment of the first trumpet judgment, Alaric and the Goths were sent to attack the Roman Empire from the north, from 4 to 410 AD in Greece, Gaul, and Spain. The fire represented their scorched earth policy of burning the conquered territory. In the second trumpet judgment, Yah sent the Vandals, led by Genseric, to attack the coastlands of the Roman territory of the Mediterranean and all the islands from 425 to 470 AD, leaving bloodshed and confusion in their wake. They were as a volcano, a great burning mountain, which desolated the seaside cities of the Western Roman Empire. In the third trumpet judgment, Yah, our Heavenly Father, sent Attila the Hun and his 800,000-man army to attack the areas of the great rivers. He flashed across the land like a meteor, a great burning star, and desolated the Italian Alps, which is the source of the Danube, the Rhine, and the Po rivers, which are the fountains. This great star, who flashed across the Roman Empire to desolate it, died suddenly on his wedding night, and he was extinguished like a meteor. The first four trumpet judgments are pointing to judgments against one-third of the earth, but the earth is the land, the region, that John's pointing to, which is the Roman Empire. So it's not talking about the whole earth, but the Roman earth, and one-third of it, the western part, is being attacked. So during the 4th century, the Roman Empire was divided into three parts. Western Roman Empire, the eastern part that was Greek-speaking in Constantinople, and the middle Illyrian prefecture. In Revelation 8:12, it reads, "And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and a third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars, and a third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for the third part of it, and the night likewise." The war trumpets were sounding, and the first three trumpet judgments had brought the Western Roman Empire to the brink of annihilation. The fourth trumpet judgment represents the final throw of Rome by the Heruli in 476. Recall from the sixth seal judgment video that the sun, moon, and stars can symbolize leadership structure. I gave many examples in scripture where the symbolism was used to point to the downfall of Egypt, Babylon, and other examples. In the sixth seal, the leaders of the Roman Empire were warring against each other, so there was political upheaval. Constantine defeated the other leaders and took control of the empire. In the fourth trumpet judgment, it represents Yah the Heavenly Father using the Heruli, a branch of the Goths, to cause the downfall of Roman leadership when Romulus Augustus, the last Western Roman emperor, who's the son, so he's the key leader, so he's the son of the West, he was captured in 476. So the son was captured. The Senate, which is the moon, which reflects the sun, and the Roman government's entire framework, the stars, were diminished and later faded out completely. So again, Messiah is using symbolism of the sun, moon, and stars, like he did in the sixth seal, like he's doing here in the fourth trumpet. So it's not representing the end time, the actual sun, moon, and stars. It's pointing to leadership systems. The deposition of Romulus Augustus marks the end of the Western Roman Empire, the fall of ancient Rome, and the beginning of the Middle Ages in Western Europe. Edward Gibbon, the historian who documented the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire in a six-volume set, documented, "I have now accomplished the laborious narrative of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, from the fortunate age of Trajan and the Antonines to its total extinction in the West." And this is significant because he's pointing in his work, his six-volume work, he basically picked up with Trajan. And Trajan, if you watch my first seal video, he's the primary character because Rome was at its height of power. They were conquering. They were having victory parades where Trajan was riding on a white horse, a victory horse. He had a laurel wreath crown around his head. He was a descendant of the island of Crete, and they were famous bowmen. So we have all the representation. So here's Gibbon, not a believer, documenting the history of the Roman Empire, and he started with the first seal, and now he's in the fourth trumpet. He doesn't know that, but he's documenting what's going on, and he's telling you. From Trajan, when it was at its height of power, and now in the fourth trumpet judgment, that it's at its total extinction in the West, 5 centuries later. I mean, that's the witness of Gibbon that's been used to help us see prophecy fulfillment. So he said the splendid days of Augustus and Trajan were eclipsed by a cloud of ignorance, and the barbarians subverted the laws and palaces of Rome. Look at the word he used. They were eclipsed. That's our representation. That's exactly what Messiah told us, right? The stars were going to be eclipsed. The sun, the moon were going to be put into darkness. In Horae Apocalypse, Edward Bishop Elliot points to the Heruli. And he said, a barbarian host led by Attila on the frontiers of Italy gave the command that the name and office of Roman Emperor of the West should be abolished. Now, line that up. Messiah just said that the sun was going to be darkened. The sun is the primary leader. We're talking about the western third of the Roman Empire. Here, we have the witness saying that that's exactly what Attila was sent to do, right? So Attila started it. The Heruli came along. And they're bringing an end to the office of the Western Roman Emperor. And this will be significant in another video as I show the transition from the emperors to the popes. But just look at how it lines up. Look at how the words line up and everything's lining up in history with this political change. And we can see in the 2000 Encyclopedia Britannica in 476, it's pointing to the soldier, barbarian generals, the king of Italy. He deposed Emperor Romulus Augustus at Ravenna. The empire of the West was at an end. So once again, we're pointing to political upheaval. We're pointing to the sun, the Western Roman Emperor, being removed from power. In Outlines of History, Marcus Wilson says, under the leadership of Odoacer, a chief of the barbarian tribe of the Heruli, they overcame the little resistance that was offered them, and the conqueror, abolishing the imperial titles of Caesar and Augustus, proclaimed himself as King of Italy. The Western Empire of the Romans was subverted. Roman glory passed away. In 1915, James Philip McCarthy pointed to the same thing. He pointed to the Dark Ages. Now, what's the symbolism that Messiah is pointing to? Right? He's pointing to the Western Roman Empire being darkened, the leadership darkened. Here comes the Dark Ages when intellect was put into an eclipse. And so he's pointing to the same event, that once you got rid of the leadership systems of the Western Roman Empire, it became very dark. In A History of the Latter Roman Empire, Stephen Mitchell says the destinies of the eastern and western provinces of the empire parted ways during the 5th century. During this period, the supremacy of the Western emperors was challenged and eventually superseded by the Germanic kingdoms, which led to their eclipse in 476. However, the Eastern rulers remained closely involved in the immensely complicated political events which encompassed the eclipse of the Western emperors in 476. Once again, another witness pointing to the eclipse of the leader of the Western Roman Empire. Interestingly, the last Western Roman emperor's name was Romulus Augustus, as Romulus was the founder of Rome, and Augustus was the first emperor of the Roman Empire. So the names are combined. It's just, you know, one of those fortuitous naming that you bring everything full circle. And I'll cover this in an upcoming video, but this was the deadly head wound that is referred to in Revelation 13. So the head was the leader. He was the Western Roman Emperor. And that office ended in 476, never to be picked up again. So it was a deadly head wound. You'll see how the popes of Rome took their place as the civil and ecclesiastic leader of the Roman beast kingdom, but they did not take the title of emperor. It's amazing to see how Messiah's apocalyptic vision is pointing to the fall of the Western Roman Empire, which was a momentous event. The fulfillment of Revelation is very logical and amazing. I hope that helps you see the fulfillment of the fourth trumpet judgment. There's a video on the Revelation Timeline Decoder website, which provides more information. Thank you for listening to this Revelation Timeline Decoded audio. You can request a free copy of the Revelation Timeline Decoded summary PDF or order a printed copy of the book, which explains it in detail, at revelationtimelinedecoded.com. I love y'all. Shalom.